Today on the program, we're learning about the Good Neighbor Energy Fund, and the chairman, Justin Stearns, is joining us on the program to tell us a bit more about it. So, Mr. Stearns, first of all, nice to virtually meet you. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Nice to virtually meet you as well, Joe.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. We've talked about this fund in the past here on this program. Basically, it's a program that helps folks pay their home heating bills who might not qualify for lower income assistance. Is that a good description?
Yeah, that's correct. So, folks that don't qualify for fuel assistance, that's where we step in. So it's the people that are just outside that are experiencing temporary crisis and need help with their energy bills.
Right. Can you maybe just take a step back, give us just a little bit of history about the fund itself, how long it's been around, how it was created, why it was created?
Sure. The fund's been around over 40 years, and it was created to assist customers who are in crisis that don't qualify for any other type of assistance, or their assistance avenues are less to them because of how much money they make. So it's essentially we've raised over $25.5 million over that course of that time, and we've have helped an average of 1,200 families a year. So it's been pretty good. And that's the goal this year is to also do the same. We raise over $500,000 and help over 1,200 families.
And where do the funds come from, Justin? How is the fund funded?
So we get it's essentially it comes from customer donations. So we do have customers that will donate directly to the fund. I work for one of the utility companies that's a sponsoring utility company. So there's also utility company donations, so the companies themselves will donate to the funds, and then also we'll put envelopes in our bills a few times a year, especially throughout the heating season, and folks can take and put some money in the envelope and send it back to the Salvation Army, and that's another way that folks can donate as well. So it's pretty much three levels. It's customer donations directly to the fund, customer donations through the envelopes the utilities provide, and then the utilities themselves provide funds as well.
Okay. Do you know how many utilities participate?
Oh goodness! Off the top of my head, I want to say it's around 30 or so,
Oh,
but
okay.
I don't know off the top of the number. Don't quote me on
Okay,
that.
that's fine. Which
Yeah,
one do you work for?
a Unitil.
Oh, okay. Very good. I'm assuming all the major ones, right?
Yes.
National Grid, Eversource, Unitil, others as
Liberty.
well. Yeah. What about,
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's correct. All the large utilities, and then a lot of the co-op utilities do it as well. So a lot of the smaller electric companies. I know, I think off the top of my head, like North Attleboro Electric is an example of one of them. So, yep.
Okay, yeah, actually, yeah, Marie McCabe has been a guest on this program from North Attleboro Electric in the past. Yeah, I was going to ask about municipal companies like North Attleboro. Braintree, I think, has one. Norwood Hall, I think, used to at least. I don't know if they still do. Yeah, okay.
And yeah, there's a handful of companies that don't participate, but by and large, it's most of the utilities in the state.
Okay, all right. So, how does the fund work, Justin? Yeah.
So how it works is if a customer needs help or somebody finds themselves in a situation where they need help, they reach out to the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army then qualifies them based on documentation they provide or information they provide, and then they disperse the funds directly to the utility company to help with that customer's bills.
Okay, so it's funded by the Good Neighbor Energy Fund, but it's administered by Salvation Army.
That's correct.
Okay, and fortunate here in Quincy, we have a chapter of Salvation Army right up the street here from our studios, actually. The folks can reach out there, and I'll just give out their phone number. It's 617-472-2345. So who qualifies, Justin?
Anybody that's between 60 to 80% of state median income, and that is experiencing some kind of issue temporarily, financial crisis.
Okay, and is it just a one-time benefit?
It's once a year, correct? Yeah, it's one time benefit per year. So I believe the max benefit right now is $400. So, but
Okay.
a lot of people will say that sometimes is the difference between being able to pay the bills and not being able to pay the bills. So,
Yeah, absolutely. And is it for all sources of heating?
there's delivered fuels that it co can cover, and then there's also the utility provided fuels as well.
Okay, so the payment will be made either to your gas electric company or your oil supplier, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And if you qualify, you know, 1 year, does that negate you from the next year, or can you do you have to reapply?
You got to reapply, yes.
Okay.
But you don't, you're not disqualified from applying just because you received the funds the previous year. So.
Okay. All right. Do you know, have the income guidelines changed over the years?
They go
Yeah.
up, they follow the state LIHEAP guidelines. So if you qualify for fuel assistance, you're between, the bottom and then up to 60%. And then so where a good neighbor comes over is they take over at 60% to 80%. So
Okay.
and LIHEAP usually shifts up a little bit every year. So the other our guidelines shift up a little bit every year. So it's
Right.
essentially how it goes. Yep.
Okay. If folks are having, you know, difficulty paying their heating bills, do you encourage them to reach out, see if they qualify for Good Neighbor Energy Fund?
Yes, they can reach out to their local Salvation Army. Any of the Salvation Army locations around the state can help them. They can also go to the website or they can call the 800 number.
Okay. And we'll put that up on screen for folks too. But in our region, it's 800-334-3047. And the website, magoodneighbor.org. Now, will folks, if they do qualify for a benefit, will they be notified of that?
Yes. Yeah,
Okay.
they'll know once they qualify, the Salvation Army will let them know, and then they'll pay the utility company directly.
Directly. Okay. And do you know about how long that process takes, even just roughly?
It depends on the volume that the Salvation Army gets in and how many they have to process.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it would be exact every time, but I believe it's about a week to 10 days. Usually they can
No.
turn it around. So, but I think it could go up to as much as 2 weeks. Just depends on heavy volume and how many people are
Yeah,
applying.
okay. So relatively quick though, within that's heating season for sure.
Right, yes,
Yeah.
correct.
Okay. And does everyone who qualify receive the full benefit, Justin, or does it vary?
It varies. Typically, most people's energy bills are higher than the full benefit. But if it's a delivered fuel situation and they only need so much, for example, or if it's just their bills are lower than that, they would just get the amount that covers their bills.
Okay. And is there, if they do qualify for the full benefit and say their oil bill is only $200 that month, can they spread it out over 2 months?
That's a good question. I believe they can, if they qualify for the full benefit, they can, get it over the course of time. Sometimes I'm not exactly sure. That's a piece of it that I'm not 100% on. If they give it to the company and then there's a credit on the customer's account for them to eat
That.
into, that would be more of a question for how the Salvation Army administers it.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And is there a deadline to apply? Do you know?
I want to say actually closes out on August now that I'm thinking about it because we got to close the financials out in September. But if there's any situation where, we rely on customer donations, we rely on utility funding. So if there's high need, but we haven't gotten a lot of funds, we do have to sort of close the fund down until we can build up the funds within the fund itself. So we
Right.
always urge customers to donate as much as they feel they can
Yeah.
to help out those people that might need it.
And I'm assuming the donations are accepted year round. Is that
Yes, that's accurate. Yes.
Yeah. Is it still the I know years ago it was the green envelopes that came in the for folks to get paper bills. Is that still the case?
That's still the case. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Can
We
you?
do. And I know that there's some companies also do like, billing inserts or onserts. Like
Yep.
we like our company, for instance, actually has an onsert that is a graphic on the bill itself, which points customers to either the website or the address they can donate to.
Oh,
So.
yeah, I was going to ask, can you donate electronically? And the answer is yes.
Correct. Yeah, you
You
can
can.
go on through
Okay.
their website. Yep.
Okay. And can the if the if folks do receive a benefit, do you know, can it be retroactive? Like if they have a past due on their account, can it go toward that?
That's what it's intended to
That's
cover.
what it's
Yep.
for. Yeah. Okay. I know that in the past we've talked about if you are having trouble, reach out to your utility company, right? Don't just ignore it.
Correct. Yeah, reach
Yeah.
out, call the utility company, call 211. Definitely. There's a lot out there for customers. I think a lot of folks don't realize it. And I think probably one of the things that we see the most, speaking from a utility company, is that people they don't want to ask for help. You know what I mean? Sometimes there's a pride factor there, and sometimes it's just everybody needs help sometimes. So it's definitely good. And there's assistance available, and we encourage people to take advantage of it.
Yeah, and it's a health risk as well. We're talking dangerous cold here in the depths of winter for sure. Is the I know that there used to be a statewide moratorium on shutoffs. Is that still the case?
So there is, we are in the, we, it's called the winter period, I guess, if you want to be technical. But yes, the moratorium on disconnections, it does not apply for Massachusetts. It doesn't apply to every customer. It applies for low-income customers. So if a
Okay.
customer is on the low-income discount rate, they would be exempt from disconnection through the winter period.
Okay, yeah, it used to be April 1st, I think is the cutoff date.
Yep, it runs on November 15th till April 1st usually. Yep.
Very good. Okay. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
Just I hope everyone has a safe and happy holiday season. It's definitely been cold as well. So definitely be thinking of, if you're able to donate, if you're able to give, it's definitely helpful. I mean, no amount is too small, so everything makes
Okay.
sense.
And again, I'll just repeat the contact information, the website for the Good Neighbor Energy Fund, magoodneighbor.org. An 800 number for our area here in Eastern Massachusetts is 800-334-3047. To contact Salvation Army here in Quincy, which administers the fund, 617-472-2345. Thank you so much, Justin. Great to
Sounds
talk to you.
good. Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Bye-bye.